If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates at Heaps Normal. Delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beer.
Heaps.
If you want an award-winning non-alcoholic lager or the new XPA, get around them. HeapsNormal.com. Chuck in duty-free at checkout for free shipping around Australia.
Yes.
I think Heggie just slid a fart.
Not me, buddy.
Wasn't you?
I think you're... Yeah.
I think it was our guest for the intro this week. What a pig.
Let's go.
What an absolute mug off. Enjoy the ep.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a scoot flight from the Gulf.
At LAX, thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie, and we've got a special guest down in Melbourne.
Joining us today, all the way from the Mug Off podcast.
Thanks for having me, lads. Very, very happy to be here. Huge fan, and it's good to be on the other side of the perspex.
Wait until we say your name, you fucking amateur. Jared McGowan.
I was going to say he's the brains behind the operation over at Mug Off, but I'm rethinking that.
Yeah. No, I am. It's just everyone's it's stupid.
He still is. How's it going, mate? Down in Melbourne.
Yeah, good, bro. Yeah, down here for the festival to, you know, make my fame and fortune.
That's the way. What's your show? Give your show a bloody
Big
plug.
Big City Lights.
Here,
it's called The Hardest Way to Make an Easy Living. It's at the Coopers Inn.
Yeah.
9:50, Thursday to Sunday, last 2 weeks. Kick off this Thursday, so get down.
Are we getting some trademark Jared McGowan physical comedy?
We're getting some physical comedy. I've brought many a prop. And
you got the little Rodney Rude legs.
Got the little Rodney, got the big fake ass, the whole thing.
We're getting some meta content based on the title there, some inside baseball stuff about the comedy industry in Australia.
A bit of that, and then a bit of construction talk, and then I got a bit of stuff about my dad, who's pretty nuts, as you know. Mm-hmm. And then I think it's a good show. I'm pretty proud of it, so happy to be here.
Like it, mate.
An actual Irishman who grew up in a caravan.
Yeah.
Jared McGowan.
That's me, brother.
And fucking funny.
A lot of his type on this fucking podcast.
Yeah. Well, I was listening to, I was a big fan. I was listening to the one 2 weeks ago. You were talking about, is it Shannon Airport in Ireland?
Shannon.
Do you think, I've got a lot of questions that I've accumulated over time about this pod, but do you think it's something about the pressure that just brings out like the convict mentality in Australians to act up?
Well, Heggie and I've pitched this to Heggie before. Are we, like, you know, you go to France, you go to all these other countries where it's, you know, a lot more relaxed with drinking. Anyone can drink, go out, have a drink there, and Aussies just fuck it up. And is it, are we animals, or is it because there's so many rules here that when we're let loose, it's like dad's on a night out.
Yeah, dog's off the leash.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it is. Let the rules go and everything just sorts itself out. Might take a generation, but fuck it. There'll be collateral damage.
I reckon you've changed your tune. I think a few years ago when I first asked you, you said, no, Aussies are fucking grubs.
Oh, they're grubs, no question.
But you think if you lessen the rules a bit here?
Oh, just maybe not for my generation. Wait till I'm dead and then try it because I don't want to be around for the initial stages of this fucking, this experiment.
Project Good Times kicking off in 2026, hopefully.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I'll be dead by 20. 10 years?
Yeah, 10 more years. Interestingly, had a conversation with Jared just last night down at the Kino Bar.
Yeah.
He reckons he'd be dead by 50 because he's tall. How's that go?
That's true.
70, 80, maybe. 50? Fucking hell, mate. Not that tall.
Nah, the big fellas don't make it into retirement, mate.
They make it into retirement. They don't make it into their triple figures.
Also, you're walking around, you're saying tall as if you're fucking Yao Ming. You're 6'1".
Fucking up.
6'3".
Yeah, 6'3".
Yeah,
I think that's fine.
I'm thinking about curving my spine over like one of those old fellas and maybe I'll get a few more years.
My granddad had that, curvature of the spine. Yeah.
Was he tall? I mean, the heart's still got to pump blood around corners, fuckhead. It's not going to – you might as well stand tall.
Just trying to game the system. Whatever.
Yeah,
shoulders back.
You can't create a shortcut like an oxbow lake. It's not going to work. Yeah.
So what do you think? 50 at best?
Yeah, 6'3". 50 would be a good innings for my type. You know, I come from the scum that you guys so regularly dunk
so
on.
So does he.
Yeah.
So,
you know.
What do you mean? Irish.
Yeah.
The Wild Atlantic
Irish blood,
way.
A bit of green blood.
Yeah.
Not this guy.
Gypsy Kings, huh?
Yeah.
Guinness on tap for us all throughout the festival. It's been a great time.
I've come in with a few fucking bullets in the gun, if you don't mind.
Get in, buddy. That's the whole reason you're here.
Because, you know, I do a lot of flying like yourselves. Yeah. I'm cruising around, going place to place. And I thought, I was reflecting back on this and I was like, did I dream this? Was it a fever dream or did this actually happen? But then I remembered I was on a flight to Tasmania and there was a guy who was balding but not gracefully. He just dreadlocked up the last of it. And let it hang out the back like that. Yeah. And then I was like, did I imagine this? And then I checked my Instagram and it's like, no, I filmed him. And he had his dreadlock on my fucking leg. Just flapped it over the back of the chair like that. That's not on, right?
I used to have stand-up about that.
That's the confidence of a man who knows he can't bring scissors on board anymore.
Yeah.
Because that'd be straight off for me. In fact, I'd probably pull it down and stand on it and have a word.
Man,
mine was more just tying it around his own neck, hanging himself from the
crazy to do that. And like, I thought I was like, did I imagine this? And then I went back to my Instagram and I was like, no, I have the video.
Yeah,
it's just it's on my leg, and I'm just like flip the camera around, shaking my fucking head like that.
That's how who was the who's the old chick turning people into stone? Medusa. That's our Medusa. Australia's Medusa.
Fuck! It was so disgusting. Like, there's nothing like. If you're going bald, whatever, but like what less graceful way than dreadlocks, just watching clump after
although
clump.
I like anyone having a go of something outside the norm.
Outside the comfort zone.
Outside the it is horrible and you feel sick seeing it. But there is something nice about someone going,
I reckon,
fuck this.
I reckon
let's
I'll
have
probably,
a crack.
I've probably
at
got
something
five
different.
Years of hair left. I'm going coma.
No, you're solid, are you? Good to go.
No, it'll thin out. Man, I'm getting old. And yeah, I'm going to go comb over.
And just your anger.
You don't see that much anymore.
Not in your race anyway. No. there's some fellas out there keeping it going strong.
Oh, I know.
And I'll leave that to the listener to figure out.
Yeah. We have a lot of this show. Yeah. A couple of blokes, full red tracksuits, high fade haircuts. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's a bit of that. In Japan, they call a comb over a barcode.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I like that.
I like it a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That is very good. Yeah.
Mate, you got another incident you've had on a plane?
I do, if you don't mind.
Concept. Yeah.
Of course we don't mind. Go on.
I ran into this fucking gremlin on my on the flight for my honeymoon after my wedding. I nearly
only
like
been married a week. You're already calling that.
Dude,
already.
I was
seething.
And I was in such a good mood.
What the trouble and strife think of this?
There were words said when we got off the plane, but I think I'm pretty in the right in this one. This fucking gronk, he had four kids already. Like, you know, give it a miss. You know,
where was the honeymoon?
Hamilton Island, but we had to stop over somewhere in Brisbane to connect, and then this fucking freak got on.
This Jetstar or Virgin? These two sound like Jetstar. Two Jetstar flights. Yeah, was the Tassie one Jetstar? Of course.
Hey, I'm not selling as many tickets as you guys, you know?
I'll tell you, what, though. You fucking get more stories if you fly Jetstar.
Yeah, the dreadlock was Jetstar, and then this was Jetstar as well. And this fool, he just let all four of them off the leash immediately. They're running up and down the fucking aisles like that. And he kept doing this thing where he would use his wife as an excuse to get two IPAs at a time, where he's just like, oh, one for me, one for her. She's got a baby. And then he's just putting them away.
Oh, you can drink when breastfeeding. That's all right.
Yeah, well, fuck, you know, wouldn't surprise me if he was. But, yeah, it was just like they're running amok. They had the little one, they just give it an iPad going there, and the other three are just chaos like that. And I'm just staring at him like across the aisle being like, fucking rein him in a bit, man. Like, what are you doing? And then I was like, just listening to him, obnoxious as all fuck, just going, yeah, made a big sale, blah, blah, blah. And I was like,
this is way worse. That's the worst part of it for me.
Yeah, definitely the worst.
I thought he'd talk about some twin cam carbies or some shit. Yeah, enough. No, made a sale, not having that.
Yeah.
So I was thinking real estate. I was like, you know, seems like that, but it was boats. He was selling boats.
Oh.
Boats on the Sunshine Coast. Oh. So it's like, get out of here, you fucking idiot. And then, yeah, he kept doing this thing where he would like, try and normalize his kid's bad behavior through like
what to the public or to his missus?
To me, like Jimmy, like, oh, you'll find out soon enough. And I was like, fuck it. Like just trying to
No, I won't.
I like if I had four kids, I wouldn't just let them run the fuck all over the plane and shit.
Oh man. Yeah. The amount of times I've picked my 4-year-old up and walked him out of a bar, restaurant, whatever.
Yeah.
Just walk, as soon as he got I can hear the voice going up, taking outside. Yeah. This is an adult's place, mate.
He had like an 8, a 6, a 4, and a baby, and they're all fucking, fucked. Like, it's like, I don't know, do something.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Did you cop any of the names?
Nah, but I was expecting a Jaden to come out, but yeah, I was on the hunt, but I didn't catch any of the names.
I expect all at least two Jadens, Jaden boy, Jaden girl.
Yeah.
And then other two miscellaneous Aidens.
I was just seething the whole time. One of them started hitting me, too, like one of these little freaks who just like had a little fucking thing was hit me, and I go, mate.
What happens there?
Well,
can you de-weaponize a kid and snap it in?
I just said,
start, yeah.
Yeah.
I said, mate, can you control your cunt kids like that?
Oh, and then, here we go.
This is after 40 minutes of just that. Yeah. And he goes, oh, mate, whatever, you know, blah, 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 and all this shit and stuff. And then I go,
But you know,
I know what that means.
The fact that his response, the first sentence wasn't, what the fuck did you just say to me, cunt?
Yeah, yeah.
Means that this isn't the first time his kids have been referred to him as his cunt kids.
Yeah.
It's, oh, here we go again. Oh, God, at the airport, in the cab, now here on the plane, is it?
Man.
Third time today.
I tried to keep it together for as long as I could, but when one of them's like hitting me. It's like, well, I can't.
Were you in the aisle?
I was in the aisle. Oh, okay. He's the other side of the aisle. And gotcha. He's just sitting there with four empty cans of IPA. Why that's on Jetstar is fucking beyond me.
Yeah, right.
Like in 45 minutes, like four IPAs. I'm like, fuck this guy, man. He's just like getting pissed. Just
one
like,
for each of them.
Yeah. Like, it's doing my fucking head in. And I was like, chill. I was so chill, so happy when I got on the flight and he just snapped me like that.
Oh,
and then I was just like, yeah.
Jetstar's a mood changer.
And I also think too, I think you have the, I think we may share the same thing, Jared, just the Irish background. They're like, my wife, hey, look, we're having a great day. I'm like, I'm having the best time. This is such a fun day. What the fuck is this stupid cunt doing? I can only try and namaste my way through about half an hour worth of
bullshit.
Someone else's bullshit.
The pair of you, I know you both. A lot of weight on the front foot at all times.
Getting ready.
Every time I think, because I try so hard. Like I meditate, I stretch, I fucking sauna, everything to just keep my mood good. Yeah. And then just
it's just getting you more flexible for the inevitable fight.
Dude, one freak boat salesman from the Sunshine Coast later, and I'm like calling his kids cunts and like just, but he was, I was like, man, fucking do something, please. But he just like, and just kept drinking and eyeballing me.
Well, that's also a thing. Like, you're probably going to get in less satisfying biffs because you are 6'3".
Yeah.
And you could easily flog a.
I got one more in me and then I'm retiring forever. Yeah. One more.
When was your last biff?
2 years ago.
Gee, in the middle of COVID.
No, you actually I got into a fight in the street with another comedian.
A kid.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it.
Yeah,
I bashed him.
Oh, you know, you can say the name and our man Conrad will actually beep it out.
Oh, yeah, I bashed him
because he
latched onto my neck, tried to rear naked choke me walking out of a bar. I mean, what a hero. And then,
He's dead.
But
we're going to see you on Land Larrikins at some time over on our Patreon, patreon.com/midflopbrawl.
It's good the Sunshine Coast boat salesman didn't get aggressive because not a great look bashing on your own honeymoon.
No.
Like it's a terrible
thing. Become everything I ever hated.
It's
you know?
Got NRL all over it.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what they don't show you on the Jetstar ads. It's always hot chicks jumping up doing a star jump.
Yeah.
It's never, I'm going to bash someone on my honeymoon.
Yeah.
I'm going to bash a stranger 40 minutes into my honeymoon.
Even if you are, and you were 100% correct, you don't want to be the guy bashing. That'll come out as ammo in the future.
Because in the paper, it'll be, aggressive man and father of four. Who are you going to empathise with there?
Dedicated father gets bashed.
Yeah. Sunshine Coast businessman.
Defenceless man, coward punched.
Hands were full. They'll be going, oh, poor bloke was holding his baby. They don't know it's two IPAs. That's why couldn't strike back. Didn't want to spill them.
So shout out to you.
Well, you'll appreciate this. When you do have kids one day, you might have what happened to me last week, Jared, and that was my sons, Charlie, 4 and Max, 20 months. They're just having fun, doing some drawing in the kitchen before Charlie went to kinder. And they're just sitting there, Charlie in his jocks, Max in his nappy. And I thought, I'll grab the boy. My wife's asleep. Grab the boys' clothes, get them dressed. We'll be out the door in 5 minutes. Came back in. They'd covered pretty much the whole dining room floor with texture and different colour crayons and shit. The wooden floor, fucked. Light wood, fucked. And I, to be fair, you've got to remain calm in these situations. And I said,
I bet,
what the fuck has happened? And felt a pain in my chest and thought, this is how I go.
Yeah.
That's it.
Fall face down into a fucking floor full of crayons.
Aneurysm.
Turned up to the hospital, check me out for a heart attack, got an ECG, got everything done. They took bloods.
Yeah.
No, heart attack, mate. Do you play with the boy? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, of course. Playing all the time. Do you wrestle? Yeah. He goes, you know what? I think you've pulled a pec.
No.
Man, I thought I was having a heart attack. Oof. I just pulled a pec like a fucking loser.
Yelling. Pulling a pec. Yelling.
Yelling. Oh, God. Some yell. Some yell.
That's coming, huh?
Well, you tear muscle off sternum. Screaming. So that's coming.
Yeah, fucking A.
We're going to burn into the episode. Before that, we've been sent multiple times actually, and it's good, but too hot off the press is that guy in first class in America getting kicked off and then crying.
Yeah.
Took a solid 5 minutes, but he's wailing his way up the tunnel. It was fucking awesome.
Very, very
Have
funny.
A look. Lost a shoe. We'll get around him in the future, hopefully.
Yes, for sure.
Beautiful.
And before we get into the do you want to plug your podcast as well?
Oh yeah, right, listen to the Mug Off. It's kind of the little sister pod of this one, I'd say. We've had both these lads on a bunch. We started as Big Sister, but we've since been put in our place.
It was only after I arm wrestled all your fans at the live show in Melbourne.
Yeah, fair play.
Bit of dad rage.
But that roofer from Toowoomba's got that story forever. He flogged me.
Yeah. 19-year-old roofer from Toowoomba. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Good luck.
Soon as his hand touched my hand, I went, fuck, Queensland roofer of any age. Oh. I don't care if you're 12.
Yeah. Well, the Mug Off comes with a tick of approval from MFB. Yes. It's one of the probably two or three podcasts I religiously listen to. And it's very good.
Absolutely.
Get around the boys.
Great.
Thanks.
And before we get into the episode, Jared, thanks for coming in for the intro.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Sorry for wrecking the flight on the way to your honeymoon.
That's okay, boys. Appreciate it. Oh.
Let's do it. All right, Mike. This week, we're looking at Philippine Airlines, flight 112, Manila to Los Angeles, February 23, 2014. Philippine Airlines. Never been on it. You?
No. Never been to the Philippines.
No, I haven't either. Wouldn't mind. Looks pretty good. Some of those joints.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
PAL experienced a string of early on propeller era accidents. Whatever. Not much during the jet years.
They don't count, really, do they?
Not really.
In our eyes.
No.
Yeah.
That's
just having a crack.
Standard. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's like saying your kid crashed in his go-kart, did he?
It's not what I'm worried about, yeah.
Up until 1995, power was pretty clean. Al-Qaeda's Project Bojinka in 1995, where a test bomb went off on a PAL plane, killing one and injuring 10. Some lads wanted to kill Pope John Paul II.
The boys, yeah.
Yeah. JP2, he was in the sights. They wanted to take down 11 planes that were going from Asia to the US and run one of them into the CIA headquarters.
Langley.
It didn't work. Is that Langley? Is that the one they talked about?
Is that Langley or is that
it'd be Langley.
The FBI?
Nah.
Langley headquarters.
FBI just have a massive FBI on it somewhere.
CIA.
It'd be called FBI.
Yeah, the CIA headquarters.
CIA seem a little more secretive.
The George Bush Center for Intelligence is the headquarters of the CIA in Langley, Virginia.
Right.
Fairfax County. Now, what I love about the lads there in Al-Qaeda, they've just chucked a project in front of their... I love a, just calling something project something. You go, fuck this. Oh, all right. What are they doing? It does give it an air. You know, it does make it better in my eyes.
It's like going out on the town and instigating Project Bash Some Bastards. So, whatever.
Sorry, gorgeous. I was just partaking in Project Destroy the Toilet, so I'd wait a minute.
It didn't work. They had to keep trying. And I think persistence is the key for any organization's success, really. Stick at it. See what you can achieve. Dream big. Reach for the stars, etc. Get knocked down. Get back up again. Keep trying. And they did, didn't they? Lesson in that for everyone.
Sounds like your Airbnb bit, mate. Have you been in a few on the road recently?
Yeah.
Just looking at all the positive stuff on the walls.
Do you reckon they got that stuff up there? The Al-Qaeda guys? Keep trying. Just keep going. There's no substitute for hard work.
Cave, sweet cave.
On the caves, you reckon?
Yeah, same. Cross-stitch and all.
Edgar Nafaret Nonga, 53 years old. A Nonga, if you're interested, it's a 4,000-year-old creature that ate red meat and could see in the dark, and if it ate fish, it would perspire slime. It's a mythical symbol of peace.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Although it did use violence to crush evil people, so I'm confused. Whereas a Nong in Australia, as you know, it's just a dickhead. It's a term used in Parliament in particular when men debate each other and don't want to be seen using the term fuckwit or the like.
Yeah, you do get a – I love that, you know, even in 2023 you'll hear, oh, you drongo.
Yeah, that man's a Nong. They'll be yelling it, backbenchers style. When they're not asleep, they're yelling things like Nong and drongo.
But how does it get to there so quickly? As soon as they're fired up, that really old school, those old school Australianisms.
Yeah, they know they can't swear. I still think the swearing thing's a funny one. People still fire up about it. My edition of the Macquarie Dictionary has the word fuckwit as a guide word at the top of a page. They could have stopped that.
Really?
On one side it's fuckwit, on the other side it's fuckwitted. Turn over the page, it's fuckwitted in the big bold at the top there.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's made it.
Yeah. Well, it's in the dictionary, but it's also at the top of the page.
Yeah.
As you're looking for the words, it's pretty good.
But also, I like too, they never bring up, you know, they'll always bring up 10 new words that Macquarie have added this year.
Yeah.
It'll be like TikToker, shit like that.
Yeah.
But they'll put yass in there. But they never tell you when they've put fuckwit in.
No, it's never blumpkin or anything. Truly disgusting, is it? It's gurgled. Oh, is it? Yeah, I don't know. What about the good stuff? Nah.
Oh, when Waffle Stomp get in here?
Yeah. Edgar Nafaret Nonga, 53-year-old security guard. What do you reckon he used to be before security guard? Pretty standard.
Military or cop?
Yes.
Yeah.
Formerly served in the US Navy.
There we go. Hold on.
More kidding!
Textbook, isn't it? The authority industry is so strong there. I'd hazard to guess 90% of security guards have some form of military background, failed or otherwise, usually failed, still utilising the skill set, taking themselves very seriously.
Well, you do assume failed, otherwise... You know,
well, some of them get aged out and they're just like a 65-year-old. Used to be one at the strip shop I worked at where the bottle-o was. There was this old bloke used to hobble down there at night and just, you know, hang around while I closed up, drove off with a bag full of cash.
Yeah.
But he ran into a bit of trouble a couple of times, but he was a hard nut. He was ex-forces and he just, there's some kids fucking around and he just grabbed a clump of one of their hair, like he had a handful of hair. One night, he just grabbed a kid off a ladder or something. He's trying to get into the building.
Great.
hung him by his hair. He's still wiping hair off his hands when he walked in.
Maybe that is the job for them then. You know, we're sort of knocking it, but it's like, hey, if you've served in the military and you're keen on, you know, you've slowed down a bit, but you still want to be able to bash someone.
Yeah.
Get in.
Yeah. I mean, they're not as mobile. So if you're a kid and you can run, you still should be able to get away from these blokes. But as long as they haven't got weapons, they're not bad blokes to have hanging around your shopping centre or whatever at night. I've done it. Security, night security.
Yeah, you told me, a building site?
Oh, I was building sites. It was also a library, a law library in Dublin. But they were, the people I worked with were actual, like, proper wrong-uns. Just, like, I read a heap of books. I'd be in the car park, you know, batting a tennis ball against the wall. Just passing time. They would sit in a chair and just stare at the wall. That's it.
Yeah,
like,
there was
nothing going on in that head. Nothing.
That's what always gets me about people talking, you know, meditation, being Zen. You don't need anything. You focus on your breath and you go, nah, you're a fucking numpty. There is no thought in your head to do anything. Yeah. I understand the idea of, like, relax, you know, realize where you are and
go to sleep.
You know, how lucky you are. Well, go to, you know, the people that just stare at a wall and breathe.
Yeah. Well, those ones, they all preach about it and they start recruiting and shit, but their brains are fucking mush after a number of years of doing that. They're just absolute space cadets, aren't they? Getting around doing fucking nothing. Stretching. Useless. Anyway, good luck to the yogis and the namaste types listening. Doubt there are any. Edgar was on his way home from visiting family in the Philippines with his parents. Good trip, Edgar? Dunno. Having a shandy to celebrate or commiserate? Who knows? He'd had a couple of San Miguel's, VB of the Philippines.
Mate, good beer.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so.
I think there are drinks for places. So if I'm in Thailand, love it. Love a San Miguel. But it's like if you get a Bundy rum and Coke in Melbourne, doesn't feel right.
Oh, you got to be north of two borders to do that, you reckon?
Yeah, it's not the right climate.
Yeah, it only comes pure from the tap on the at the CACO.
Yeah,
in jug format.
It's like Guinness that we've spoken about before. If you're drinking a Guinness in Brisbane, you're not right.
I'd do it in a heavily air conditioned pub. I'd do that.
They all are.
No problem. Yeah, they are cold. Did you know in the Philippines, Marcos's son is the current president of the Philippines? I sort of vaguely knew that, but it slipped my mind until recently. People are fucking dumb, aren't they? Like, free yourselves from decades long dictatorship. Just wait 20 odd years, put the bastard son in there. You know what his name is?
Don't tell me it's Junior.
Well, it is technically, yes. It's Ferdinand Marcos Jr., but he goes by the name Bongbong.
Oh, yeah?
Bongbong Marcos. Currently wanted in the USA for failing to pay $353 million in restitution to victims of human rights abuse during his father's reign. But his real name is Ferdinand, just like his dad.
Well, has he got to pay that though? He's playing with his Lego. He wasn't doing the damage.
Well, arguably he's benefited quite a lot from it.
That's true.
They were incredibly rich. Real name for his dad named Ferdinand. So he's thought, I better not push it. These idiots are already being tricked into voting for a Marcos. I'm going to change my name to something less conspicuous. I know, Bongbong.
Bongbong.
Some 2IC must have said, oh, sir, how about something biblical? A bit less of an eyebrow raiser. Nah, I said Bongbong. This conversation's over.
Mate, you heard me. I'm a big fan of Law and Order.
Yeah.
Bongbong.
Remember when John Howard used to have to go to Indonesia and visit Bang Bang?
Oh, no.
Bang Bang Yudhoyono was the president. Hey, right. Jeanette, just go next door to play with Bang Bang. Brilliant. Bong Bong, on the other hand, he went to Oxford, but he didn't finish his degree. But he maintains that he did. And he has a degree in philosophy, economics, and politics. Went to a couple of lessons. What more could you need to know?
So he says he's got it. But Oxford said, no, you haven't.
No, he didn't do it. Finished. Didn't complete it.
Great.
I doubt any of the losers who actually bothered to complete their degree.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greece have gone on to become president of their countries. Dream big, learn on the job. Useless, isn't it?
Maybe he's onto something.
You say you went to Oxford.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a degree. You just say you went to Oxford.
I just, as like one time.
Walk onto campus. Yeah.
I went there. Buy the shirt.
Go and watch the head of the river. See how I went to Oxford.
Yeah, I see. You see people now, a lot of people wearing like NASA, those NASA t-shirts sweatshirts.
Yeah,
but it's NASA to me, it gives off the impression, I can tell by their head, that they clearly haven't worked there.
Yeah.
But it is a weird, I guess it's, you know, nerds trying to get into sports culture. They want to wear their teams on a shirt.
What's with their heads, you reckon? Wouldn't fit in a spacesuit helmet.
just but you can just tell. You go stumpy fringe haircut.
Yeah.
Pants that show their ankles.
Oh yeah. It's like people getting around with like a Harvard, you know, jacket hoodie and stuff. It's weird, isn't it? Attaching yourself to something like that. Very strange. But then why not? People do it with sport, so why not academics? Always whinging about it. Fuck it. Weird
merch everywhere. Speaking of which, midflightbrawl.com.
Oh, get straight in. They are flying. Still going out the door. Karen's busy. You know, it's absolutely flying at the moment. His pencils. Whew, I am going to run out.
Your new Grot limited edition.
Signature edition, no less. 3 for $10. Gentlemen prefer cash. Edgar Nonga. Before boarding the flight, he consumed 4 alcoholic drinks at the Ninoy Aquino International Airport Lounge. And I saw him. He's only a little fella. 4's more than enough. The reviews are in. And the Mahaba Lounge in Manila International is not pleasant.
I've been in a Mahaba Lounge before.
There's one in Dubai, I think.
Yeah, that's the one I've been in.
Yeah. Stains on the carpet, real busy, stingy barman, stinks of BO and cigarettes, baked beans and scrambled eggs from a bain marie, like school dinner.
Man, it's getting to, I don't know how you feel about this, Heggy, but we're lucky enough, we fly a lot, that we get lounge access. But the food in there is so shit now, and that the airport food has improved so much. There's breweries and good restaurants and shit out in the terminal.
Yeah.
Sometimes I go, what the fuck am I doing in here?
Yeah. I mean, I'm saying this right now. I had baked beans and scrambled eggs at the Virgin Lounge recently. So what the fuck is this? That obviously, we talked about this, you know, generosity's gone since COVID, but making your own toasted sandwich was an absolute highlight.
Oh.
Yeah. It's gone.
Yeah. Go Big Mac style, 3 pieces of bread.
Mayo on the outside. Mm. Yeah. The works.
Almost broke a finger trying to grab a chicken wrap in the lounge the other night. I was like a fucking magpie flying into my back door. They must have just cleaned the glass. Put my head out. Didn't realise there was one. I popped the knuckle. Gone, fuck.
It'd be great if you shattered it.
Break in case of emergency. I'm fucking Marvin, everyone. Bang.
Man, the Mahaba Lounge, though, they say the food is dry, but they do an optional extra meet and greet to help you expedite your trip through customs. But in the end, they just escort you out to the end of the queue, leave you there. Multiple TripAdvisor complainers said exactly that. Pretty good.
That is ultimate middleman shit.
It's good, isn't it?
Hiring an airport guide to show you to the back of a queue.
They probably put you in a wheelchair even if you're able-bodied. Go the extra mile, you know.
I wonder, can you do that?
What do you mean?
long haul flight, you just have a few drinks. Not enough, like you could clearly walk, but you go, nah, fuck this, I need a wheelchair.
Lots of people get in wheelchairs and don't need them.
Yeah, the miracles you've witnessed.
Yeah. It's heaps of empty wheelchairs. It's like Lourdes. All those crutches just near the holy water. The lounge was named after another political family from the Philippines, the Aquinos. Corazon Aquino, I know you wouldn't remember this, but she's the one who peacefully ousted Bongbong's dad, Ferdinand, in 1986 after he had had her husband murdered. Big news at the time, that was.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyway, upon boarding the plane, Edgar helped himself to a bottle of whiskey, which he saw in the plane's galley. Wasn't bolted down. Your fault for leaving it there. Classic. I reckon that's like when you get robbed now. The filth will just say, did you lock the door and latch all the windows? Might as well ask me what I was fucking wearing. And they're into victim blaming. Like we get, you know, accused of it, but they actually do all the time. Once in the air, flight crew decided to cut Edgar off from any more drinks. Helping yourself to the cart, I would have thought that's one of the biggest no-nos. That'd be handcuff material.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. You catch an Aussie Bevan stealing something, they usually turn it into a joke. It's like when you catch them, just pretend to put it under my jacket. No, you weren't, fuckhead. That's what you say is happening when I saw you do it.
You grub.
According to witnesses, Edgar started cursing at the crew in Tagalog. Putang ina mo, for example. Your mother is a whore. In anyone's language, that's a bit on the nose, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or they've got different styles of swearing, though. It's not as easy to translate, I think. Or mga punyeta kayo, you're all assholes.
There we go.
So every day's school day. Edgar really wanted a tipple. So he threatened to have one of the crew killed if he wasn't served another drink.
Poor.
That's not bad, is it?
No, it's a poor strategy. Never pays off. 160 episodes of this, it's never pay. You know what? He makes a good point. Just give him a drink. Although we stand by, and Heggy, I reckon we may have to get into some keynote speaking and go around the world and speak to airlines and flight crew.
Very profitable.
Yeah, have a little, you know, have the little clicker for our PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah.
And we just go through the amount of booze it would take to render someone unconscious.
Yeah.
And how much harder it is to fight them, how much harder it is to cut them off, how bad it is for the environment to turn a plane around. If we go on that, if we just use the environment as the...
Yeah.
You're going to turn this plane around and you're going to drop all that fuel onto little turtles?
Oh, yeah. The alcohol thing, yet another reason to weigh people on their way on. Just go, this guy needs 14 drinks to render him unconscious. Keep serving him.
But you don't know.
This guy needs three, whatever.
But you're not thinking Irish.
Yeah, well, that would have to be taken into consideration.
Yeah. Going to have to do some heavy stereotyping. Heavy stereotyping. But you'll probably be correct.
Oh, as if they're not profiling anyway. Everyone is all the time.
Sure.
That's what security's for.
Yeah.
I do it at nightclubs. I do it on TSA and the, you know, security. Everywhere they're doing it. Yeah, so he threatened to get someone killed. That didn't wash, so he had to change tactics. What do you reckon he switched to next?
Excuse me, ma'am. May I please have a drink? Has he gone the polite?
He's gone for charm, definitely.
Yeah.
But what he did was...
Charm only works up until you threaten to kill someone, you know?
Not afterwards, yeah.
You can't bring it back.
We switched on the charm. He tried to kiss one of the female crew members after she asked him to stop drinking. That'll do it. Brilliant. A male crew member, known later as RL, a half dobber.
Stein.
What's that?
RL Stein, the author of Goosebumps.
Oh, right. Jesus Christ. That's a stretch for me. Never read Goosebumps.
You wouldn't have. I'd be, just based on our age difference, I'd be very upset if you ever read a Goosebumps book.
Yeah. I've never seen A Frame of the Wiggles.
Oh, mate.
Just missed it totally.
Dodged a bullet there.
I never read Harry Potter.
Yeah, I've never read that either.
Or saw it.
No. I think I saw one of them maybe.
I walked past number, once when my kids were watching it, so I vaguely know everything about it from that 10 seconds.
Got the gist?
I listened to an interesting podcast about the witch hunt of J.K. Rowling recently.
Oh, yeah?
That was very good. Yeah, it's great. Just the cancellation and it just blew their minds and that, you know, do we talk about this? Some of them are getting their Harry Potter tattoos removed. Real crime is that they got one in the first place, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of that, and screaming and carrying on. She's like, no. Just said one thing. Don't worry about it.
Hysteria. Yeah. Just go, okay. The person that writes about wizards may not know about this thing. Okay.
Yeah. But it was, you know. It's a very interesting listen. Get in.
By the way, the Wiggles, my 4-year-old son was a fan when he was about 2.
Yeah.
Even went to a Wiggles concert. And in Bendigo, skip the Melbourne one, get closer, drive an hour and a half, go to Bendigo.
Sure.
He's given that up, doesn't care for the Wiggles anymore. And because he likes other music and another show, the 18-month-old, not allowed to watch TV, and I don't want to fucking listen to the Wiggles anymore, so he's just got no idea.
Yeah, of course.
The 18-month-old, he's learning from rap music, country music.
For sure.
Top 40.
Don't the music. Wiggles, the Wiggles do concerts and adults turn up. Isn't that correct? Like unaccompanied adults.
Oh, I hope not. I hope it's got the Legoland rules where you have to be with a child. Otherwise, that is...
Pretty sure it's the same as that. There's that fucking kids entertainer who's now selling out theatres as a comedian.
Jimmy Reeves. Yeah.
Jimmy Reeves. Yeah. Fucking like adults going to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
But I think he does adult stuff now.
Does he?
It's not...
What, stand-up?
Yeah, it's not...
Or is he out in the clubs?
Yeah, shows.
Out in the clubs, you know? Just pounding the pavement, doing the work, becoming a comedian.
No, he'll put up videos of what you hear as a nurse, but beforehand we'll put up a video saying, hey, nurses, tell me what you hear. And then...
Oh, okay.
Doing the research.
Tell them what it's like to be a nurse. This is what it's like to be you, according to you. Bang. Opera house full. Thank you.
Award-winning,
brilliant stand-up. All right.
Check him out on Binge, I believe. He's got a special on Binge, filmed at the Enmore.
He's got a stand-up comedy special.
Yep.
That's kind of what I object to.
Good bloke.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't care.
You know me, Heggy. I'm mates with everyone.
Yeah, it's brilliant. But not everyone has to be a stand-up comedian. It's all some of us have. Fucking don't take the side door. Do the work. Piss off.
No, but I don't think he'd say he's a stand-up. I think he says he's a comedian. He's like TikTok, Instagram.
I think you'll find he's selling tickets as a stand-up. People are buying.
But I think he's doing, it's like a stage show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just because he's on stage doing comedy doesn't mean stand-up comedy.
I reckon you ask everyone who's walked in there, they'd say that's a stand-up comedy show. He's standing up and I laughed so hard because he's on television. That's stand-up comedy. They'd go and watch a fucking weatherman talking and call it stand-up comedy. Rather than go to actual stand-up comedy.
Yep.
That's how simple most of these fucking people are, including a big chunk of our listeners, but not all of them. Thanks to the Patreons for supporting us.
Are you implying there if you don't support us on Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl?
You're simple. Yes. You're an idiot.
We're going the church route here. And do you want to burn in hell? No, we'll chuck some coins in this fucking hat.
when RL intervened, stopped Edgar from harassing the woman, that enraged Edgar even more. He was, tell you what, a bloke's churning a woman, usually you just leave him to it. They're going to try some pickup lines and whatever they have at their disposal. Nothing better than eavesdropping on someone in a pickup attempt at a bar, is there?
Oh.
Or trying to pash one too early on or something. That's where a line gets drawn though, isn't it?
Mm.
Moved things along too quickly, didn't he? After he'd stolen the whiskey and then abused them and then tried to kiss her, he should have, you know, struck up an interesting conversation. Ask her some things about her, you know, get him talking. RL told him that. So Edgar began punching him in the torso and head. Sounds like RL's one of those dummies in a fighting gym that's got no arms. Just laid in a heap of hits on his torso.
No, he is. Just a soft nose and weird lips.
Just a man on a stick. Yeah. Yeah. No expression on his face.
No legs, yeah.
A witness stated.
Thankfully, he just rocked. He rocked backwards, RL, and then swung back up.
Yeah, he came back. You see those ones where some dork will punch one and it just rocks back and then just whacks him?
Yeah. Yeah.
A witness also stated, and this is disturbing, Edgar was holding a key like a knife during the punching spree. Oh. Oof. They don't make you check keys in, do they?
No.
I had a little spanner taken off me. Surely a set of house keys is more lethal than a little spanner. Mm. You got a key poking through your knuckle. You're not a woman walking through a park at night. You're fucking sus.
I was going to say, how menacing would that be on a flight just to sit there with your hand on a tray?
Wrapped around keys. You know,
just three keys popping up through like a fucking Bogan Wolverine just waiting for a drink.
Is that what it's called, Bogan Wolverine?
No, I just thought of that.
Oh,
then.
Nice.
The keys through all three knuckles.
Man, the crew eventually were able to restrain him, get him back to his seat. And at this point, and I'd forgotten about this by the time I read all this, Edgar's mum spoke to the attendants. And she said, do what you have to do.
Oh, great.
Because he wasn't listening to his parents either.
Bit of old school parenting there.
Fuck. Imagine your 53-year-old son carrying on like this in front of you. Wait till we get home, Edgar. They put him in the seat, back in his seat, without restraints. Mistake.
I'm starting to think this trip to his Filipino family hasn't gone well.
Yeah, I don't think so. He's in a bad mood.
That has it, I guess. Didn't we just the other week have a bloke coming back from visiting a girlfriend somewhere?
No, he had his girlfriend and the kids.
No. That was James August coming back from Hawaii. No, there was one, a guy, maybe he was flying back from Germany or something.
Yeah, he'd had a terrible time.
Terrible time.
He was on his way back from Thailand, I believe.
That's right.
Yeah. Didn't go well.
Yeah. No.
Never went back. Oh, that's the dude who got a photo with his granddad in hospital. That was him.
Yeah. It always makes me think, too many people are watching too many rom-coms.
Yeah.
Turn up on the other side of the world with their, you know, a bouquet of flowers and
they
get married 2 weeks later.
Got your face pressed up against an airplane window. No one's coming, mate.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Whereas I reckon most of the time after two long-haul flights, you're rocking up and seeing who you thought was girlfriend going, who the fuck's this bloke?
Yeah.
And then it's a sad flight home.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's Nigerian prince. Everything will be all right. Edgar sat down for a little while, had a think.
Oh, yeah.
And then he came back for more action with RL, punching him again. Whack. Sick. Torso shots. Have that. Hey, punch, punch. Torso.
It's like how my son's fight.
Body blow. Yeah. with the help of passengers and crew, Edgar was restrained again until the plane landed. I'd probably take the keys off my key ring and not position them in between every finger and just get involved. Take the opportunity to do something you've never done before. Be prepared. They arrived at the City of Angels, and Edgar, upon landing, found himself.
Status arrested.
Edgar claimed that he was a US Navy man and has no history of being diagnosed with any mental illness, and that he was honorably discharged from the Navy. He's obviously heard nothing about modern legal defense.
Yeah.
You never say you're completely sane in a legal sense.
Although there's, you know, I'm starting to like Edgar. 160 episodes in, I think there's been about three people that have gone, yeah, I'm fine.
I think.
So what? I kicked off.
I think if you say that now, though, they just go, well, you're obviously crazy because you haven't even decided to call yourself a mental. That's actual crazy now. You're going to take the consequences.
I'm flying,
you're
chopper.
Idiot.
I'm flying, mate. I'm good to go.
He said he's never had any problems with the law. Officials, however, say Edgar was arrested for drink driving in 2010. So, they keep records of that stuff, do they? Yes, they do, Edgar.
Yeah.
Edgar got out on a $10,000 bail shortly after his arrest and went to court. So,
hold on. Sorry, just quickly. The guy last week, he got his bail was $25,000.
$25,000 for pissing.
$25,000 for pissing. This bloke's punched numerous people. actually assaulted a flight attendant.
Yeah.
Trying to kiss her. The guy last week, it was hands on legs. He wasn't great. But this one's anteed up on an international flight, so federal, and it's only 10 grand.
Yeah. Don't know. Slipped through there.
You never know. Yeah.
10 grand. Pretty good value. If I got out for 10 thinking they're going to have a rethink and get me hard when I go to court, I'd take off with a dog on my tail, whatever.
Yeah.
Take your chance.
I wonder if anyone's ever just crunched the numbers. God, I've had to put up 10 grand here. Mm. I got about 15 punches in, a kick.
Yeah.
Got a free drink. You break it down per strike.
It's good size. The dog wouldn't take a $10,000 job, I don't reckon. You'd be safe. You get amateur dog bounty hunters who don't have their own TV shows after you, but not the dog. When he went to court, he reached a plea deal arrangement wisely. According to the plea deal, Nonga admitted to being combative on the plane and attempting to kiss a female flight attendant before he began punching a male flight attendant. Sounds like a regular Saturday night in a pub. Maximum $1,000 fine and 6 months in the clink.
Oh, so maximum.
That's the maximum. And there's no fucking record of anything on the internet as to what he did get. So
wow.
No idea.
That's incredible. On a long haul flight.
Yeah, if he got time though, I would have been able to read about it. I couldn't find it anywhere. He's disappeared, Nonga.
Wow.
He's
done well there.
Yeah. The bloke who shot a video of the incident is none other than Bray Wyckoff. You want to hear his bio? I'll tell you his biography.
Hold on. Let me get the dinger ready. Here we go.
Bray Wyckoff is husband, father, grandfather, storyteller, champion for the kingdom of God, and creativity pastor. And we're not talking macaroni necklaces here. Bray spreads the word, B-R-A-E, but with a bit of a Viking twist, thrusting swords into the ground and feeling the ripple across the kingdom, etc.
Oh, wow. He's got the vibe of who's the bloke we covered in Brisbane on the live show a couple of years ago? Cold Steel? Was it Cold Steel?
Yeah. Fuck, I can't remember his name. The Cold Steel guy. Yeah, I like him.
Cold Steel. If you want to have a good laugh on the internet, get around a bit of... Hold on, I'm going to look up right now just quickly. Cold Steel Swords. Cold.
Lindsay Scott or something. I don't know.
Cold Steel Katana. Sick. Oh, yeah. Lynn Thompson.
Lynn C. Thompson, that's it. Very good. Get into it. So Bray's online presence involves lots of purple sky landscapes with thunderbolts and lightning, red moons and shit.
Right.
You know, that Dungeons and Dragons style stuff. He's definitely got Darth Vader bed sheets. His wife has to put up with that. His profile pic is him standing in front of a camera holding up an A4 landscape with texture on it saying, "I am creative."
Well, there you go.
Wouldn't think I'd say that myself. Yeah.
No, I told you. It's like that sign near my wife's auntie's place. Huge sign, this massive sign that someone stuck on the front of their fence, outside their place. It says, "I watch the ABC and I vote."
Oh, yeah. That's a sticker. I've seen that as a bumper sticker before. Yeah.
What a fucking who cares sign.
Brilliant.
Watch out, everyone. To me, waste.
People have no concept of how insignificant they are, do they? They just have no fucking idea. Just enjoy yourselves. Take it easy. Try to be nice. You're not making a difference. You're losers.
I don't know what they're expecting people to... I think they're expecting hair blown back. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Is it just one human in there?
Yeah.
Is this a normal human? They watch something and they vote? It's brilliant. Incredible scenes.
Bray is president of Kingdom Creativity International. That's impressive, isn't it?
Sounds good.
Until you realise that, in fact, you too
COO, CEO, CFO, President and Vice President of Nicholas J. Cody Enterprises International Proprietary Limited. So
anyone can do it.
They do. Bray Wyckoff, man among men, not only uploaded a shit video he took on the plane, but he's edited in some still screenshots that said things like, Big Bill and Bray Wyckoff stepped up and ensured the safety of everyone on board. Bit of third person, you know. That's something Luke Heggie's always had a soft spot for, talking about yourself in the third person. He's part of a team of impromptu heroes who subdued, from what I saw, quite a little bloke who'd had a few. Another still shot in the middle of the video said, Jill and I prayed for the stewardess afterwards and showered her with the peace and love of God. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Just get out of the way, mate. Just bash your mustache seated.
Oh, I found some stuff of Bray reading some of his own book, Demons and Thieves, on YouTube for our enjoyment.
Before we get into that, though, wouldn't it be nice if in a kickoff, a flight attendant got on the intercom and just said, hey, everyone, two choices here, bash or sit. There's no in between. Feel free to join either party.
Yep.
You've got to pick one. We don't want to be showered with your love afterwards. Bash this bloke or just sit back.
Well, you could have preemptively showered the love and stopped the whole thing, arguably. Didn't.
No, you missed out on that opportunity. But here's Bray's book. What's it called again?
Demons and Thieves.
Demons and Thieves. And this is him reading his book. And it's the very first page, I believe.
Yes.
Here we go.
Is she going to die? The man asked, his voice strained, barely audible. Evident in his cracked tone was the deep pain of a man on the edge of losing everything. His face was distraught. His brow wrinkled as he looked into the eyes of the physician. Tendrils of brown hair, saturated with sweat, clung to his forehead.
Wow.
Like a fucking teenager, isn't it? Imagine that. It's also, like anyone writes a book now, don't they? It's just away they go. He also had, don't know if you watched it,
Bray looked up tendrils. He's pulled out the thesaurus.
Yeah. Did you watch it? That little bit?
Oh, I watched a tiny bit. I love the laptop.
The laptop, yeah.
So he's reading his book in his study or whatever, but next to him he's got a laptop open, and I have to assume, I'm going to give him benefit of the doubt here, Bray has to be taking the piss.
Oh, he didn't seem it to me.
Really? I only saw that snippet, but Bray's got his laptop open next to him with a fireplace DVD playing on it.
Yeah, open fire, crackling away on the laptop. Real good.
He cannot mean that. But then again, everything you've told me about him.
He's not shown any semblance of humour at all in anything I saw of him. So I think maybe he was serious.
I'd like to think he was saving that for the funniest thing of all, an open fire video on a laptop.
I listened to about 5 minutes of it, excruciatingly. It's not funny. And I think the open fire is just adding a bit of credence to Demons and Thieves, tendrils of sweaty hair on a guy's face. Phenomenal. Good descriptors, Bray. Well done.
Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thank you so much for listening. Perth, once again, we are coming there very soon, May the 13th? May the 13th, yeah. I believe. Saturday, May 13th. It's the same day that Heggie will be performing his new tour show, Grot, at the Astor Theatre. Our show's on at 3 p.m. Get to midflightbrawl.com for tickets. If you want to support us here, get on our Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. Bonus episodes, early access to live tickets, ad-free and early episodes and much more. And make sure you check out Bray. If you want to watch a video of a man reading his shit book, check out Bray. And Cold Steel. If you just type in Cold Steel Katana, have a bloody good laugh.
I'm going to go do that now. Cool, mate.
All right, mate. See you next week.
I'll copy next week. All right.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode.
Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's mid-flight brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.